Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kresos Daf Tes, Kresos 9. And we've been discussing that a person who has converted to Judaism is not able to eat from the kachim unless they have first brought a pair of birds as an Ola offering. And so on today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara wants to explore what the source for this law is, that the person who's converting, the ger, must bring a korban ola. So says the verse that we cite a verse from Numbers chapter 15 verse 14, which states, there's going to live a convert amongst you, and they make a korban offering to Hashem. Now, this verse is really talking about the obligation of a ger to also bring nisachim, the libations. But the Gemara is going to interpret it to say that the convert must offer a sacrifice, an ola offering, when they convert to Judaism. So says the Braisa, Shomea ani kol she'ola la'ishim. I might think that the ger has to bring any offering. Even a grain offering would suffice for his obligation. Even a mincha offering, says the verse, Kasher tasu ken yaseh. The verse teaches us that the convert can only bring an offering similar to what the Jewish people brought at Sinai. Ma atem mine damim. Just like you, when you were standing at Sinai, you brought an offering which has blood that reached the altar. Afheim. So to the converts must also mine damim, must bring something which has blood involved with it, and a grain offering is not sufficient. Well, if that's the case, ima atem. Just like you, when you stood at Sinai, brought an Ola offering and a Shlamim, maybe, because that's what the verse in Exodus 12 states, that the verse states that when you stood at Sinai, the verse in Exodus states that we brought an Ola and a Shlamim. So to here too, we might think, as it's stated in Exodus 24, so too we might think that here also we have to bring that the convert must bring an ola and a shlamim. Says the verse, kachem kager yiyeh. The verse says, for the convert shall be like you. Lachem hi kashtiv v'lola karbanot techem. So the convert has been compared to you, but not compared to you completely, meaning to say that the offering, the karban ager, does not need to be both an ola and a shlamim, like the Jewish people brought at Sinai, but it's sufficient to have just an ola. So Rebbe then, in this context, seems to go a little bit on a tangent, because Rebbe takes the moment to say what actually a convert needs to do in order to become fully Jewish. Rebbe says, what does it mean when it says kachem kager yeh, that like you, so shall the convert be, as it's stated in the verse that we just referred to from Numbers 15. So the Rebbe says, ka'avosechem, like your forefathers. What does that mean? What does that mean, like your forefathers? When your forefathers entered into the covenant at Sinai, what did they do? Ma'avosechem onech nesu abris, ela b'milo tfilah v'artzastam. Just like your forefathers were only able to enter into the covenant at Sinai with circumcision, immersion in a mikvah, and hartzastam, and the sprinkling of the blood, so too, afheim, so too you also can only enter into the covenant of the Jewish people if you have a bris milah, if you have a circumcision, if you have immersion in the mikvah, and you have the sprinkling of the blood. Now, today we no longer have the sprinkling of the blood because there's no carbon anymore. And we know that also a woman obviously is not obligated in circumcision because she's not able to do it. So what about a man who's no longer able to circumcise? Is this person also going to be required circumcision in order to enter into the covenant of the Jewish people? This is very relevant today. For example, let's say a case of a person who has transed from being a woman to being a man, and now the person, trans from being a man to being a woman, the person no longer has his member, but now he wants to convert, but he can't do a bris milah anymore. Is this going to be something that's permitted by Jewish law to become full Jew? So the Shu'at Tzri D'Eish discussed the situation if we're allowed to convert somebody who's not able to circumcise on account of the fact that it's dangerous for him, meaning to say he has his member, but he's not able to circumcise because it would be dangerous. And he talks about a situation where this person wants to get married, and they learned all of the Torah, and they know, and he's a very good Jew. However, the problem is that it would be very dangerous for him to circumcise, because either because of whatever medical condition he has. And so the Sridei Eish was asked the question if he can convert him with just immersion, because we know there are certain circumstances in Jewish law where you're exempt, like another case that comes up in the Poskim, is where a person has two brothers who died as a result of the circumcision because they were hemophiliacs. So then we know the third person is exempt. And here too also, the person who asked the Sridei Eish wants to know if you could convert him because maybe he's exempt from circumcision. And certainly he says that it's not any worse from somebody whose member was entirely removed, that there the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that we're not required to circumcise that person at all, and that person is able to just immerse in the mikvah. So in the case of the person who trans from being a man to a woman, no longer has a male member, he certainly will be able to circumcise according to your. He certainly will be able to convert to Judaism without circumcision, as it states in Yoredeya Simim Reish Samachas. And but there the reason is because it's impossible to circumcise him. But here it's possible for him to be circumcised. It's just dangerous. And so the Sridei Eish discusses this tshuva at length. And even though there are people who want to be lenient, the Sridei Eish does not seem inclined to be lenient under these circumstances. But we see from here that if a person does not have his male member at all, or does not have the male member anymore, that person would certainly be able to circumcise. It's just when they to convert. It's just when they have it, but it's dangerous to do it. That is the question.